Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on leading through change. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I'm a corporate coach and professional development consultant. I have been working with the AAT staff, branch network and members for the last 15 years. During this recording, there may be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself, or to take a little time for thinking or making some notes. Therefore, please feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During this recording, we will cover the following areas: the process of change, outcomes, working agreement, the seasons of change, the change curve, a better outcome, a personal charter, and the shadow of the leader. Leading through change. Charles Darwin said, "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the ones most responsive to change." And indeed, it is often noted today that the only constant is change. So how can we lead, both ourselves and others, effectively during the process of change? First, let's start by looking at the process of change itself. When considering change, it is useful to think about four key elements. The first one is an understanding of where you are now, and to be able to articulate and describe that succinctly. The second part is to be able to describe the future and where you want to be. Very often, in a change process or a change program, the future or desired point of arrival or state of affairs is unclearly defined. And this is a little bit like sitting in a car on the roadside, waiting to start a journey, but not really having decided where you want to go. Having not defined your state of arrival, in this instance, you may find that you spend quite a long time sitting in the car by the roadside doing nothing, or wandering aimlessly around until you finally decide where you want to go. The third part is that there will always be resources, qualities, and helpful things that will promote and accelerate you and help you on your journey towards where you want to go. And the final thing is that there will also be blocks and obstacles, barriers and challenges that potentially could hold you back or slow you down. This very simple way of looking at these four elements of change, where you are now, where you want to be, what are your resources, and what are the obstacles, is a very good starting point to scoping out how you're going to approach and successfully get to your goal. The other thing to remember is that very few journeys are undertaken in a straight line. So often, in business and in life, we want to get to our goal quickly and effectively. In reality, we may need to take a few left turns or right turns to eventually get to where we want to be. In the previous chapter, we spoke about the importance of defining the future state and where you want to go. Here's a little exercise to think about to help you consider your thoughts on the outcome that you would like to have from a change process. What are one or two most important things that you would want to get out of that change experience or that change process? How will you know that you have what you want? What will you see? What will you hear? What will you say? What will you do? And how will you feel? In a nutshell, at the end of the journey and the end of the process, what will make you say, "I'm glad I did this"? Remember, where change is concerned, there's an old saying that still holds true. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Meaning that if we want things to be different, most often the place to start is with ourselves.